Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The devastating consequences of teen pregnancy won't just be borne by young girls, but also by the young men who are the fathers. They too will have their dreams of going to college. Their entire future is totally upended by an unwanted pregnancy.
Speaking in Michigan, former First Lady Michelle Obama says for men to live better lives, women have to be treated as more than baby-making vessels. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump face an electorate deeply divided by gender, in part because of reproductive rights issues. Senator Lindsey Graham is lashing out at remarks by Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly. The former Marine general says his former boss praised Adolf Hitler and fits the definition of a fascist. South Carolina Republican tells ABC it's an attack that won't stick.
He's entitled to his opinion. I just categorically reject it. 3 weeks before the election, you're calling basically Trump Hitler a fascist is not going to resonate.
Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance once texted a friend that Trump could be America's Hitler. Former Republican Congresswoman and Harris supporter Liz Cheney says Vance is now going through unbelievable contortions to defend the former president.
Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, they absolutely understand how damaging it is for the American people to see all of these unprecedented levels of senior officials from the Trump administration telling the American people that Donald Trump is unfit.
A new University of Maryland poll in six swing states finds strong bipartisan majorities want a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, not mass deportation. Jennifer Piper with the American Friends Service Committee says a series of so-called show your papers laws in Colorado led to high levels of deportation, which closed a huge number of businesses and split up families.
Here in Colorado, we already know what the policies of mass deportation look like intimately. And what we found is our businesses suffered, our schools suffered, our kids suffered.
Rosa Alicia Clemente was the 2008 vice presidential candidate for the Green Party. She recently appeared on Yes Presents, Rising Up with Sonali, and pushed back on the idea that third-party candidates are election spoilers.
We're never spoilers. You know, more and more people want to be part of a third party. So I think we also have to take that opportunity after the election to actually build a third party.
By comparison, America's public lands are extremely popular. Kristen Brangle with the National Parks Conservation Association says polling consistently shows opposition to cutting their funding.
But this is why it's so important to hold members of Congress accountable and to have their constituents see what grade they got and push them in the next Congress to do better and to be more pro-park.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.